All of a sudden, Nisei found himself locked up.
I was at the low point of my life, and it was a time where I made mistakes.
His anger and violence issues made him a 16-year-old convict. He spent 2 years in a secure care facility in Utah's juvenile justice system.
Being away from my family definitely hurt me, and I put them in a really tough situation.
He says he let them down.
I'm not proud of what I've done, but I decided to change my life around.
That started in lockup, where Ty Biesinger, the CEO of Pentad Retail and Hospitality, met Nisei.
He's so personable. He has such a pleasant attitude about him.
Biesinger came to teach Sunday school and singing to Nisei and the other troubled youth. He did not come to judge.
You never know what an individual's circumstances are.
Nisei and Biesinger share Polynesian heritage and a love for football.
I played football against the guy, and the guy tackled me once. Tackled me. It was an open solo tackle in the open field. Ty's a little older now, but he could still move. Don't get it wrong.
Biesinger became Nisei's mentor, sticking with him through his super senior season playing football at a Utah County high school, graduation from there and the juvenile justice system, securing financial aid and getting into college.
The mentor has an opportunity to continue on with some guidance and some help, and they really need that on an ongoing basis.
Now 19, Nisei is on his junior college football team in Southern California.
Miles and miles away from Ty. He's back home in Utah, and he is still here calling me every day, texting me every day continuously.
Nisei has a message for those walking in his shoes right now.
Don't be afraid to ask for help. Reach out to people that you know, those positive role models in your lives.
And to those role models who provide love, guidance, and support.
Never give up on us.
Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.